This is sad news that we heard from different sources in Chad. It's unfortunately not the first case that this happens. This is a similar group of poachers that have been operating in these parts of Africa for many, many years. And the best documented case so far was the killing by similar groups of Sudanese poachers of more than 300 elephants in northern Cameroon early 2012. Unfortunately, these same hunters are back in the region this year and using similar techniques and similar armaments, indeed in that night last week, been able to kill between an estimated 86 and some sources also talk about 106 elephants in southern Chad.
Did the Chadian army apprehend any of the poachers?
As far as we know, they haven't been able to apprehend any of these poachers so far. It must be said that it's extremely difficult for armed forces or for the government agencies in charge of wildlife protection to actually apprehend the poachers. These areas are very, very large, very inaccessible, and these poachers are very mobile, in small groups on horseback, and can also sometimes dissipate themselves amongst local populations. So it's not very easy at all to localize these poachers.
As we understand, the governments of Cameroon, the Central African Republic, and Chad are meeting in Yaoundé this week to talk about a regional anti-poaching strategy.
Yes, it is actually on the initiative of the Cameroon authorities in collaboration with the Economical Community for Central Africa States that this week, from Thursday to Saturday, those three countries meet here in Yaoundé in Cameroon to define and adopt what they call an urgent law enforcement action plan between those countries with the aim to eradicate this poaching from the region, a joint military approach between those three countries. These governments will only be represented here on the levels of their ministers of defense, the ministry also of foreign affairs, and the ministries in charge of wildlife protection.